This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Local organizations in Racine and Kenosha counties are providing support as food share payments will pause due to the government shutdown. United Way and the Shalom Center are among those ensuring families have access to food. There's more detail on each county's website. People can also call 211 for assistance. While families lose federal food aid, hunters in Wisconsin are encouraged to contribute deer to the DNR's donation program. Registered deer dropped at participating processors become meat for local food banks. There's more information on the DNR's website. Trick-or-treating runs 5 to 7 in Racine, 4 to 7 in Kenosha. Ghouls and goblins will be out on the streets later. Officials advise carrying glow sticks and a stick to sidewalks. Nearly 40 people were arrested in northeast Wisconsin during a major drug bust linked to Mexican cartels. Authorities say they seized drugs, guns, and cash, and 11 search warrants served this week. There was a similar enforcement effort around here last week. Barricades are being removed this afternoon as Racine County's newest roundabout opens. The circle at Highways A and J is set to reopen this afternoon. The hope is that the redesigned intersection reduces crashes. We Energy starts its annual holiday cookie book giveaway tomorrow at American Family Field. Additional giveaways are planned in the coming weeks in Union Grove and in Burlington. And Kenosha County hosts its annual Veterans Breakfast and Resource Fair tomorrow at the Job Center. It runs 9 to noon. Veterans can enjoy a free breakfast and a haircut. There's more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Farm was rocking last night. Chance of Let's Go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120 to 110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career-high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, did we? I even looked back and said, what games did we play? Like, it kind of threw me off too. Like, I was a little bit in shock, but you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, maybe even a rogue flurry at some point. Our low down to around 32 tomorrow. Scattered showers, mostly cloudy, high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.